Former Leon County Commissioner and Tallahassee Democrat writer Marianne Lindley has written a book. We sat down with Lindley to get a preview. I'm Tom Flanagan. Ask about her first ever book, Fragments, Then and Now, and Marianne Lindley's first instinct is to direct the conversation away from herself.
It's 156 pages. It has a beautiful original oil painting by Jennifer Clenard, who is a wonderful friend who painted sets for the San Francisco Opera and movies in the Bay Area for 30 years. So she's no slouch. And I tell Jennifer, the cover's selling my book. Thank you very much.
Lindley continues crediting all the people who helped her with the project.
Mary Jane Riles, who's the publisher of Appalachie Press, heard I was writing a book, and she invited me to lunch about a year ago and said, Appalachie Press would like to publish your book. That was a gift to have somebody offer. That meant that a beautifully experienced book designer, Carolyn Knight, started working with me, and we spent about a year in design of this book. I had four editors, including one, Ron Hartung, who was just the most ingenious and tremendous editor at the Tallahassee Democrat for many years. We called him Grammar Man.
With all the credits out of the way, Lindley finally gets around to describing what Fragments, Then and Now is actually about.
The book is divided into eight sections, but it has fragments from then with datelines during my many years of reporting and writing. The second is And Now, which is reflections on how things turned out or didn't turn out, and, you know, regrets, happy endings. The more things change, the more they stay the same.
Perhaps the most unique aspect of Lindley's book, however, is her own singular experiences. First from that 30 years of journalism, and then from two terms as a local elected official, not to mention her many community involvements along the way.
We listen to people, and so things that you in your family life or your business, you just say, time to move this direction, cut out that. In government, you can't act that fast. You know, you're listening to people, you're hearing people if you're doing it right. You're not jumping into things, which is tempting because the big ugly issues, sometimes you want to say, let's just make the call and move on. This is really not any fun. And we have examples of that going on in our city right now.
Lindley says she comments on a number of these issues, bringing a considerable historical background to bear on how they arrived at the present time, which is also when the book makes its official debut.
I'm having a launch of the book on October 4 at Midtown Reader, our lovely local indie bookstore, 4:30 in the afternoon. It'll also be in Hearth and Soul on Market Street. I'll be having a conversation at Hearth and Soul with Serena Moyle, who's their librarian out there. I'll be having another event at Goodwood in early November.
Plenty of chances to ask Marianne Lindley about her book, Fragments, Then and Now. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.